All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. It's been a good day, a good hump day, Wednesday.
I enjoyed myself.
Oh, you, hey, Doug. Yes. Oh, you start, can I say something?
Sure.
How about them Astros, baby? How about them Astros? That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
How about them Houston Astros, baby?
Oh, that's good.
Yes, sir.
Go Stros.
Stros.
Come on, Stros. We 2-1 over the Yankees.
The Stros.
Yeah, the Stros. Yeah.
Stros.
Go Stros.
Go Stros. Go Stros.
Well, Garrett Cole pitched a great one.
All right, Steve, it is time.
Hey, you know, for closing remarks today, you know, we was joking about the presidential debates last night and who we think has a chance of beating Trump and can anybody beat him and what we going to have to do to vote and turn out to vote and all of this here. But in all seriousness, whoever the candidates are, whoever they are, what's more important is who you are. See, the person of your choice or liking might not be sitting in the White House. The vast majority of people, or at least half at minimum, are not going to be happy with whoever the choice is sitting in the White House. I think it's a great deal more than 50% that's unhappy with the current resident of the White House. But then it's a shocking number of people who are absolutely perfectly fine with him being in the White House. Which leaves me a bit disturbed because I just don't know how you can hear this type of rhetoric coming from the highest office in the land and accept this as okay. You know, there used to be a time where we would say, you know, we want our children to look up to certain people. You know, I remember a long time ago, you wanted everybody to know your neighborhood policeman. Well, yeah, that's crazy now. I remember when you wanted everybody to be friends and know the pastor. Well, the majority of pastors are good people. All the pastors are human, and some of them make huge mistakes. I remember when people used to point to the president as a person who should be of higher moral value and conduct than the rest of us to lead the free nation. Well, they changed that around with this last election. So no matter who's in the White House, half the people are going to be unhappy at best, at least. So here's what I was thinking. Who's ever in the White House, I think that we should all turn our attention to ourselves, to our relationship with God, however we choose to serve him as a Muslim, as a Jehovah's Witness, as a Catholic, as a Protestant, a Christian, a Methodist, a Buddhist. Whatever you choose to do, I think you all should turn your attention to your faith and your relationship with God and who you are trying to be. Everybody I know wants to be happy and successful. So in this upcoming 2020 election, you know what I've decided to do? I'm going to cast a vote, but guess what? I only get one. I can talk about it on the radio all the way up until November 2020, but at the end of the day, I get one vote. My vote won't change your vote. Your vote won't change my vote. But all of our votes together, if we acted as a unit, could affect who sits in the White House. But once again, I thought that would work last time too. And it did. And then there's a little loophole called the Electoral College vote that got him in spite of losing by 3 million, 4 million popular votes. I've heard as high as 5 million. But no matter who gets in 2020, I have decided that I'm on my way to making myself, and all of us should consider this. We want to be happy and we want to be successful. So we should try to find a way, and we should start going about the business of making ourselves spiritually better people, physically make ourselves better people, watch your diet, start getting concerned about what you put in your mouth. Start educating yourself to dietary restrictions that you need to help heal your body. We ought to work on our financial situation to improve it in ways that we can do. We should just work on being better people. We should work on being better husbands, better fathers, better wives, better mothers, better young men, better young women, better students, better employees, better entrepreneurs, whatever it is that floats your boat. We should focus on that. Because if you put your faith in the White House, this I can promise and assure you, whoever gets in there gonna let you down in some shape, form, or fashion. I don't care who it is. You're going to feel the same way you've been feeling. At one point, like you got to get it together for yourself. And so since we got to get it together for ourselves, no matter who's in there, then guess what? We ought to start that right now. We ought to start making a pledge to become better spiritually, physically, financially, a better husband, better father, better wife, better mother. And form a relationship with your Creator. However you serve God, you should form that relationship and get that thing knit tight. So when whoever's sitting in the White House, when they get through making decisions that we have no voting power in and not keeping their campaign promises, and we look up and taxes and inflation didn't hit, we still got our faith, got our family, got our health, got our lifestyle, and we'll just keep on keeping on. Those are my closing remarks. That's how I feel about it. Drop the mic. Have yourself a good weekend, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's hump day.
Yeah.
PV homecoming this weekend, too.
Yeah. All right.
You going?
Yes, sir, I'm going. Won't be here Friday.